Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
Guess who's back?
Back again. We're recording together.
Oh my God.
It's
finally.
Weeks. Oh my God.
Finally.
It's so nice. We're just enjoying nice seltzer.
We're doing seltzer instead of wine tonight.
Fewer calories, fewer points.
Yes, we went out for sushi tonight.
So
caught up, because we hadn't seen each other. Tomorrow would have been 3 weeks.
We made it just under the 3 week mark. Can I tell you a funny sushi story though? So we, so we are at sushi and we order like two rolls, I think,
but then we ordered two rolls, a little hand roll, and some edamame.
And we were like, okay, well, we want to split like one more, and we'd like talked about it, but we were there for like hours too. And so all of a sudden, the waitress brings us the check,
no, we wanted to order more food.
And she's like looking at us like, what? All right, you go, girls. We were like sitting there just dying. We were like, it was the funniest moment ever. But honestly, that sushi is like. Do we need to give them a shout out for any, or do we not want anybody to know about it?
No,
it's our place.
I mean, there's not that many people that live around here that listen, but Himo Sushi in Orange.
It's so good.
We love it. They used to do all you can eat before COVID. I'm sure they'll bring it up back at some point, but it was like, I don't know, 25, 30 bucks. I don't even remember for all you can eat. Amazing. Which Stephanie just told me that like she was talking with somebody. And they, like, on the East Coast, and they didn't even know, like, all-you-can-eat sushi was a thing.
Yeah, like, my friend that I just went to go visit in D.C., I mentioned all-you-can-eat sushi, and she was like, I don't think we have that here. I was like, what? It's such a California
thing.
It's such
a popular
thing. Like, all-you-can-eat sushi places are everywhere.
Yep, Ace Sushi. And,
yep.
But now they at least, they do 50% off the entire menu. So we just went to town.
It was so good. They have a roll that, like, you don't see on many other menus. It's like what kind of paper do they use? Like
it's the soy paper. It's a hand roll and it's called the Gaga roll and it's like no rice, but it's just like every fish.
It's so good.
And I think avocado and like some crab meat.
Ugh. It's honestly like I would be happy if I went there and just had that. I was like, give me like 10 of them and I'd be happy.
So we just got back from sushi and now we just popped a seltzer and recording together.
So
again.
Exciting to be back together.
I know we had said that this episode was going to be with our guest, Taylor. Unfortunately, we had, like, a bunch of scheduling conflicts and stuff, so we're postponing that for a little bit. Hopefully, that's going to be coming in the coming weeks, and then we'll get that episode to you soon. But in the meantime, you just got me and Steph.
Just us.
All right, so how was DC, Steph?
DC was so much fun. Like, I had mentioned before, I've done all the DC stuff before. My friend Maggie lives there, so it was just like a foodie weekend and alcohol.
I had FOMO all weekend, Steph. Your guys, oh my God. You guys went to Le Diplomat, which I was like super jealous
about.
That
was like one of my like bucket list restaurants.
Oh, totally.
It was
I've
so good.
Wanted to go there. And the French onion soup.
Dude.
Holy cow.
It was insane.
Was there like a whole brick of cheese on top
of it?
It
was like a whole brick of cheese. It was freaking insane. And that day, honestly, that day was crazy. Like, that day we had done a little bit of touristy stuff, so we walked and felt good. We had a couple drinks on
the
rooftop
bar. Gotta feel like, if you go to D.C., you feel like you have to go look at one thing.
At least, like, once. Yeah, we did, like, the monuments, so we basically, like, parked and, like, walked from one, like, all the way to the other and then back. And had a couple drinks at a rooftop bar, which was really pretty. went back to Maggie's place for a little bit, and we were talking at the rooftop bar about Aperol Spritz, and I was like, I don't like that. And she's like, yes, you do. Like, trust. And I was thinking of the wrong drink. So we made a couple of those when we got to back to our place. I do love them.
So good. I know, that should have been your favorite.
I was just thinking that. And then we...
So if you don't know what an Aperol Spritz is, it's like a grapefruit. It's kind of a bitter grapefruit, like, liquor with Prosecco.
Like a slice of an orange and something else. What else is in it? Soda water, like, or something. Club soda or something.
Oh, yeah, because we usually do it with Topo Chico.
Yes. So we had a couple of those. Then she pulls out, it's called a flabongo, which is basically a beer bong, but it's in a
made out flamingo. Of a plastic flamingo.
And so we're taking, like, beer bongs. And then we go to our dinner before dinner. So we're, like, right on the side of this, of, you know, the street, 14th Street, I think it was, in D.C., and we're sharing mac and cheese and having a cocktail on the sidewalk. And then we go to our dinner at Le Diplomat.
I like this style a lot. It doesn't sound like you guys had any fun any good food.
Oh, my God. Just all the good food. It was so much fun. I was, like, dying. Like, I came home and I'm like, okay. I need to watch what I eat. Maybe not drink so much. How about a little water in my life? Yeah. That would be good.
What's water and a vegetable?
But no, so, it really was the best time.
I mean,
time.
Well, that kind of, I mean, I guess now's a good time. Like, are you going to try to get back into Dub Dub now after feeling shitty? Are you just going to try to be better? Like, what is your agenda at the moment?
No, I came home, like, I just overindulged, like, insane this weekend. Yeah. Just ate and drank everything and just, like, went and had all the fun. And I'm like, I have to get out of, like, fuck it mode.
Yeah.
Like, I've kind of just been, like, in, like how you were saying, like, a couple weeks ago, like, just this, like, comfortable, like, I feel like because I haven't gained a ton of weight, like, on the scale, it's, like, maybe in the 5-pound range or whatever in the past few months that I've kind of just been, like, I got this. I'm not even gaining weight, but it's, like, I'm not gaining weight on the scale, but I see it in my body and, like, how my clothes fit and stuff, and I'm, like, that's worse. I would rather not see it on
honestly,
the scale and still
the
feel
scale
good.
Doesn't affect me. It's when you're like, these jeans aren't comfortable anymore. And
exactly.
He's like, I'm not comfortable in this outfit anymore, where this used to be like,
and I can like see it in my face. Like, my face is like one of the first places I can see it. So I'm like, oh, you're getting like a little round again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, and I've just been in like major effort mode and just like, just doing all the things. And no, like, I'm definitely ready to start tracking again. Not obsessively. I'm never really an obsessive tracker, but I think like, tracking when I can and doing the most when I can.
Yeah.
Is probably wise for me right sure. now. How is your, what's your Dub Dub update?
I feel like I'm still like, last we talked, had I weighed in yet when we?
You were talking about not being able to make your weigh in day. So possibly to do another day or skip it or do
well,
it
Well, I lost 4.8 pounds after a week.
Go, girl.
And then I've still, since then, tracked everything. I've, like, still been, like, 100% on track in a sense of tracking over this weekend. I mean, we did it, like, we went to an angel. Wait, no. That was the week before. What did I do this weekend?
You went to a tiki bar this weekend.
We did go to a tiki bar.
And
great
a birthday
tiki
party.
Yeah, we went to tiki bar for a date night. We went to a birthday party. So, like, I did go a little overboard Sunday with my points. So, but other than that, like, Monday, got back right on. Trying to make up for that. And so I still feel good. I'm going to go tomorrow to my next weigh-in. So we'll see how it goes. I don't feel, like, as great because of the weekend. But I'm still, like, fully staying on track
and
with my tracking and everything.
And you probably feel
so
great mentally, though. The fact that you're putting things in your tracker and thinking about things more. Like, even if the scale doesn't show exactly what you want it to show, like, mentally you probably are like,
oh, 100%. This weekend could have been way worse. Like, for example, like, we had gone out for Mexican food over the weekend. And, like, Jeff and I had, we both had a margarita at dinner. Typically, we'll come home, we'll, like, watch a movie or something, and Jeff will make us cocktails, or I'll have a glass of wine or something. I decided, like, I poured, like, a seltzer over some ice, like, just kind of to feel like I was still having
like
a drink.
Yeah, like a mocktail.
Exactly. And so I was just like, nope. So there was definitely things that I did differently that even 2 weeks ago I wouldn't have done. So I feel like that as a whole was, like, a big win, and I'm good enough with that.
I am proud of you.
Yeah. But, wait, back to DC real quick.
Okay.
I forgot to ask, did you end up texting DC boyfriend?
No, I have not talked
to him. I'm so proud of you.
I was proud of myself. I have not talked to him in, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. And the last time I talked, I was very like, I was just like, what do you mean you can't, like, hang out in D.C.? Like, yeah. What do you mean you can't meet up with us for a drink? Like, We're friends. Like, you're that weird? And so I was, like, kind of butthurt. Like, I'm like, we're supposed to be friends and you won't even, like come out with my friend and I and have, like, a drink? Yeah. Like, it's, like, nothing. So I was, like, really weirded out by that and I just kind of didn't answer the last thing that he sent. Like, not to do the same thing. Not to, like, ghost him like he did to me. That pissed me off. But mainly just to be, like, I don't want to talk to you before I go.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to, like, turn into a thing. And I don't want to be any more bothered by it than, like, it has bothered me. And then I knew there, I'm like, I'm in the same city as him. Like, I just want to have fun on this trip. And, like, he creates situations that are not fun for me.
Sure.
And so I just, like, got through it. And then even since being back home, I'm like, I just feel like that's, like, somebody that, like, as much as I want to continue having a relationship with because... or a friendship with, because he's, like, one of the only people I still talk to from, like, that period of my life or whatever. It's, like, it's just so toxic.
I agree.
For me. And I'm, like,
it's, like, if you sat there and you had to make a list and be, like, okay, what are the positive things he's bringing to my life? Or what are, like, why is this friendship beneficial to me? Like, I don't feel like there's much.
No, it's really not. It's not the same as it once was, and it's just... it, like, causes me more, like, annoyance and, like, grief and just feelings of, like, being upset than it does, like, I mean, I don't know how to explain it more than that. I just think that friendship is just, it's changed and it's not what it used to be. And, like, I need to just move on with my life and stop letting it bother me.
And with that, I don't think I ever need to ask again about DC boyfriend.
I really don't think you do.
I think that's the end of it. This chapter is closed. I will not bring him up ever again. And I think that's good. I think you're being smart about that decision. And
I do too.
So that's good. But speaking of the boyfriends, let's talk about, I mean, I know obviously since the last time we recorded, you've been in DC for like 5 days. So it's like, I can't imagine there's much of an update, but we got to check in and see if there's a Mr. Boss News update.
Yes, I think the last time I had said, like, I was at his house and we were hoping to maybe see each other, squeeze something in before I left for DC. We did not. Like I've mentioned, his work week is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I just got back on Monday last night and it's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
So no, there's no update as far as like dates go, but things are still going really good. Like we've had some really good conversations where I think we're both like on the same page and want this to go in the same direction, and like being able to have those conversations, like we're like dating can be weird. You feel like you don't like deserve to have those conversations yet, or it's like too new.
Well, I was gonna say that's huge, because I will tell you, like, of the dozens of guys that I dated and like met through like online dating and stuff, like most of them like weren't down to have like any type of like serious conversations about like where things are going and like what we're doing and how you're feeling about something. And so, I mean, I think that's like a really good sign that
you guys are
having those conversations at least.
Exactly. It made me feel like really happy that he like was willing to have those conversations, and like he kind of put my mind at ease about some things, and I'm sure the same for him. So, no, it was definitely nice to have those conversations, and I hope to have an update soon because
I know
I do miss him.
I know. I feel bad. It's hard because it is hard. I mean, I'm glad you were able to tell, because it's like hard. You're like newly dating somebody. You're like, I think I really like this person. I really enjoy spending time with them. So like, yeah, you want to see them like once a week or everything. So it's like super easy to just be like kind of bummed out when you're like.
Totally. And I think those are just like normal human feelings to feel like bummed out if you can't see him. And our schedules just have not aligned, period. Like his work schedule's crazy. My weekend social life schedule's crazy.
It has been definitely like you've been kind of over the top, like gone not typical. Like it's like this isn't your typical life.
No, it just so happened to be like all in the same, like I was gone in like a 5 week period. I was gone 4 of those weekends. Yeah.
So should we go to Vegas this weekend?
Yeah, let's go. No, but I do think like even the next couple months are going to be hard as far as time with each other goes, just because of his work schedule through the end of June, and then I'm going to be gone mid-June after 4th of July. Yeah. But there's, like, light at the end of the tunnel as far as, like, when his work starts to slow down a little bit and when I'm back for good and, you know, all those things. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I will give him this. He's so good at keeping in contact over text. Like, we text all the time. That's something I'm really grateful for, because a lot of guys are not. And I get the feeling that it's not even his thing, honestly. But the fact that, like, he makes that effort to keep, even if we can't see each other, to, like, keep that line of communication going, like, that, yeah, it means a lot, so.
And, I mean, and you don't, and it's, I mean, based on things you've told me, it's, I mean, you feel confident in, like, when he's, like, you don't think, you're not having those, like, where it's, like, sometimes if a guy was, like, telling me, like, oh, he's super busy, where I'd be, like, oh, my God, he's, like, dating other people.
No, not at all. That is the one thing about him. I do not get that vibe at all. And I would be, like, the first one to say if I did.
Sure. Oh,
like,
yeah.
If I thought he was, like, lying or just, like, dating a bunch of people or being shady about why he couldn't hang out, no. Like, I would be the first one to be, like, there's something going on with this, but I've never had those feelings. I've talked to you and other friends and told you everything, and you guys haven't, like, been, like, okay, you're crazy. Like, this is, he's, so I really don't think that's it. I really do think he's just very into his job and really busy right now, and I think it's just a period of time that sucks that it's, like, the beginning, but it's just, you gotta get through that crazy
time. If you guys can kind of just get through these next couple months when you're crazy out of towns and his crazy work, and then see how it goes this summer.
Definitely.
So this week, we basically, we weren't sure what we were going to talk about because we kind of, like, had planned. We were doing a guest, and then we weren't sure what we were going to talk about. So we decided to go on Instagram and Facebook and have you guys send us some questions. We got a bunch of them. So we're going to go through some of those. Before we get into the questions, let's take a quick break, take a word from our sponsor, and then we'll get into it. We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back. All right, Steph. Stephanie has a couple of them that she saw, but for the most part, she hasn't seen all of these questions. So, and some of them are fun. Some of, like, there's no, like, real, like, hard hitter. So I think
some of them were dupes, though. Like, some of them, like, multiple people wanted to know the same. Yes.
So we'll start with an easy one.
All right.
Somebody asked, how close do you ladies actually live from each other?
Well, without traffic, I'd say about 22 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about, like, I feel like going to your house, it'll take me, like, 30 to 35. And then, like, coming home at, like, 11 o'clock at night, it's, like, 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's about the same for me. It's, like, maybe, like, half an hour to get here. And then going home when nobody's on the road, it's more closer to 20
minutes. And mileage-wise, though, we're actually not far. We live close. But Stephanie lives in a city that is not freeway close at all.
It's really irritating. You, like, get off the freeway and you have to trek on the streets to get to my house.
You don't even, like, I would say, like, we're probably, what, like, 8 miles?
Yes.
We're, like, not far at all, but
it's, like, red light.
It's just not all freeway for both of us.
Exactly. We could live closer. Just putting that
out. I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting for something. I see a studio for rent in Orange and be like, Stephanie, come live here. So next question. This was actually one we got, like, a few times. What are some of your go-to low point WW foods, or what are your favorite WW foods?
So I guess some of, like, my go-to, it's more like meals than foods. Uh-huh. But so I'm on WW Blue. So I love It's the only thing I've ever done. I started on freestyle and it worked for me, and I just like,
I hated freestyle.
I'm like,
see, I started before freestyle.
Exactly. And I'm like a creature of habit, so it's what I knew. I didn't feel like I could learn something new. I like the 0 point foods. So I love eggs. I love chicken. I love fish. I like all of those foods that you can like bulk up a meal with for 0 points and then have rice with your fish or something like that. Like I loved that about Blue. So I would say like one of my favorite go-to breakfasts is just plain non-fat Greek yogurt.
Me too.
I sweeten with a little bit of stevia.
Yep.
And some I put frozen, like, frozen berries.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll drizzle. So that'll be 0 points. If I want to add a couple points, I'll either put a tiny bit of granola or like I'll drizzle some PB2.
Uh-huh. Or some Lily's chocolate chips is another one I'll add to it. That's so, my probably not as much since working from home, but when I was working, like going to work. That was
so easy to pack.
Oh, yeah. I would pack them in a little, like my little Tupperware containers, and I would bring those to work every day.
Yes. Lunches working from home. I would say like a lot of my lunches working from home revolve around eggs.
Yeah.
When I work in the office, it's a lot of like snacky lunches. So I like doing like turkey with like a Laughing Cow with like mini pretzels. And I like dipping the mini pretzels
in
the
Laughing Cow.
Oh, yeah. My God. Why are we like twins?
I would totally. Because so when from working from home, like. And if I told Jeff, and I think I've talked about this before, if I told Jeff, like, you do you for lunch, I'll do me, like, he would be fine with that.
Totally.
But that would mean he would, like, go out to eat and stuff, and I'd be like, oh, cool, I'm eating turkey wraps. Like, fun, I want In-N-Out or whatever. But because we both work from home, I, like, prepare our lunches. But, like, when I had my thing, I used to use the hashtag Lala's Lunchables.
Aww.
And I would make my little, I'd call them Lunchables because they were in like the little meal prep kits that are like sectioned off.
Like the bento box looking ones.
Exactly. And so I would, and I loved making like little, like some turkey and a Laughing Cow and some pretzel crisps and like some strawberries and like.
Cotton candy grapes during cotton candy grape season. Is that?
I think it's like, I just saw somebody post they saw them at Costco or Sam's or something within the last week. So it's coming.
I can't wait. That's another one of my, just even if I wasn't on WW, that's like.
They're so good. They
literally taste like cotton candy.
They're
it blows
so
my mind.
Good. I'm like, they have to be injected with something.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay, what about your dinners? Sorry,
dinner,
I keep interrupting
you. So previously, before COVID, I did a lot of like meal prep for dinners because I would get home from like work and working out and just be like, ugh, I don't want to cook.
So all I remember, I was going to say, all I remember from my early days of following Steph is her making salsa chicken again. That girl.
So easy. I haven't made it in so long.
And it really is so easy and so good and so versatile.
It's chicken breast and a jar of salsa on it, and you cook it and you shred it when it's done, and then you can do quesadillas and tacos and burrito bowls, and you can put it on salad and you can eat it by itself. Like,
and you do that in the crock pot, and it's like, it is seriously the easiest thing, and it's so good. I haven't
cracked,
made that in a long
time either.
It cracked
me up because speaking of Taylor, who, you know, we're hoping she'll be on in a few weeks, she would make fun of me for it. Because I would always make salsa chicken and she would be like, fire up the crock pot, it's salsa chicken time.
You so literally, week to week.
Oh, week to week. And my ex used to like, he used to make nachos with his, like, like he literally lived off nachos.
Yeah.
That was like his thing. And so that was like our weeknight. It just was like, it's there. We can make whatever we want out of it. We have like, all these options. I mean, you can put on a baked potato. You can literally do anything with it. And the actual, like, protein portion of it, the salsa chicken, is 0 points.
Yeah.
Unless you use some super sugary salsa. So that was my thing. I haven't done that in a long time. If you haven't noticed, I've been going out to eat a lot lately for dinner. So I do need to get back into a routine of cooking more at home. I've been thinking about trying, like, some of the meal service things, like, A, because it's easy. You can very easily, like, plug it into your app ahead of time and know how many points you're spending during the day. And then also, like, it kind of just, I feel like, gets me back into the habit of cooking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been so long since I've, like, sat there and chopped something and cooked something and whatever. And I'm like, that would be a good way for, like, them to send everything you need so that you don't buy, like, things you don't need.
Yeah.
And just, like, to get back in the habit of cooking. And then I don't know that I would want to do that, like, forever. But I think to help
even
me get back
into it. Even if you
did
it, like, just once a month, it would just get your, like, get you cooking, get your creative juices flowing and things like that. But
exactly.
Or even if you did something, like, Freshly where those are like the ones that are already like, you don't have to cook them, which I know isn't really helping with that, but it might even just like give you ideas of things to make for yourself.
Stay home and eat.
Yeah. You're like, okay, well I paid $7 for this meal sitting in the fridge. I better heat it up and eat it.
Exactly.
I hear those are really good. Freshly is one I haven't done yet.
Oh, and I have to share my favorite dessert. So my go-to dessert or snack is, so I buy those pomegranate seeds from Trader Joe's, and then I put the mini chocolate chips in it. Oh my gosh, that combination is like mind-blowing. It's so good. I love it.
I have not done that. I used to do raspberries with...
Oh my god, I love raspberries. Me too. That makes me want to buy raspberries right now.
So good.
So good.
So me, on the other hand, I'm actually a Weight Watcher green person.
Yes.
Because... So I've been on Dub Dub longer than you. So before Freestyle, it was Smart Points. I don't remember what they called it. But which was basically the same thing as the green plan. So I had lost my 100 pounds. I hit 100 pounds, I think, 1 or 2 months into Freestyle. Struggled with it because I didn't eat a lot of 0-point foods. So it was basically like I had my routine of, hey, this is what I eat every day. But then they changed the plan and they took away like 15, 20 points from me. And I was like, but this is what I want to eat every day. Like, so now I have to change it. So I started like having to really switch it up. So then once they introduced the plan of the green, purple, blue, I was like, yes. So I went back to green. I've been a green ever since. I've never even tried purple. To me, I could only do purple if I was home every day.
Exactly.
Like, green is definitely made for my lifestyle of, like, going out to eat a lot and stuff, because you get the most points to do with as you please.
And purple's also not something that would be easy for somebody that likes, you know, to have cocktails once in a while.
Oh, 100%.
There goes all your points.
And I like to have to track my portions, where purple is like, have all this, have as much as you want.
Unlimited potatoes, unlimited brown rice.
But you still have to have, like... self-control with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I've been with green. My go-to breakfast has been the same as yours, like the
yogurt bowls.
Greek yogurt bowls. But my big thing is, I can't say I have like favorite WW foods, because like the whole thing with me in joining WW and like making it like a forever thing for me, because it really does have to be whether it is WW or not, I have to do something forever.
Right.
Because it's clear that the second I don't, I gain weight. So with WW, I love that I don't have to eat only diety food. I don't like a lot of diety foods.
Exactly.
Like, so I want to be able to eat what I want, but make better decisions here and there. And the quantity of it and stuff. And just still enjoy the things I want to eat and not feel like I'm going on a diet.
Exactly.
So that's kind of where I'm at with that. I can't say like I have a ton of like favorite WW foods. I definitely have like, which I thought should have thought of, but I know I'm sure I have like tons of like recipes that I really do love. Like Jerry, like Cravings. Like she has so many recipes like I love and everything, but that's just like recipes. As far as like specific foods, like...
I feel like I used to have a lot more like favorite protein bars and favorite this. And I'm like, I don't buy like those same, like I used to buy the Fiber One bars all the time. I never buy them anymore. I used to buy Built bars. I never buy them anymore. I used to buy like all these like
those cookies and
products.
Cream bars. Those were good though.
Are they Built bar cookies?
No, the cookies and cream from Trader Joe's.
Oh, the bear balls. I even stopped buying those. Like all these like same snack. Maybe when I go back to work, those will be things that I start buying again, because you need things like that just to like throw in your purse to go to work or whatever. But working from home, like a lot of those snacky things.
Yeah. I guess I do still have like the staples though. Like there's always going to be Greek yogurt in my freezer or in my fridge.
Yes.
There's always going to be Laughing Cow wedges in my fridge.
Yep.
Because they're 1 point, they're delicious, and they're great to have with like some pretzels or pretzel crisps or veggies or on a sandwich, or like they're so versatile.
Even the carb counter tortillas. Those,
never had them.
So the carb counter tortillas are so good. They're only 1 point, and they don't taste like what you would think a 1 point tortilla tastes like. It tastes like a real tortilla.
Well, remember also when we made those carnitas a couple months ago.
Yes.
And I had bought those like street taco. They were just by like Mission or something. Yeah. They weren't some special, but they were street tacos. They were like super thin.
Yes.
But which is fine by me. I don't need a lot. Like when they give you street tacos with like double tortilla.
Yeah.
I always just eat one anyway because I don't want all that. Those were really good. They didn't taste diety. And I want to say, wasn't it like 2 for a point or something?
I think it was.
It was like super low points. They were like 25 calories each or something.
Yeah. So standing in the tortilla aisle and scanning some of those tortillas and trying some of those low point ones, you'd be surprised. They're not as bad as you would think they would be. So
yeah. Oh, I'll have to try those.
Very good.
All right. We will never get through these questions. Does Laura have siblings? I do not. This was a question that Steph got. I have not talked about any siblings because I'm an only child.
She is an only child.
So, I remember like as a kid being like super jealous of like people. And as I've gotten older, like I've still been like sad. Like I see my relationship, like my friends and their relationships with their siblings and things like that. And that kind of sucks. But then it was like, I feel like my relationship with my parents is what it is because I'm an only child.
Exactly.
Like we just have a very different, very special relationship. I found myself like clinging to certain friends and their families, and I think of them as my siblings.
And you
I
have
think
a lot of close cousins too.
And then my cousins. Like I've always been very close. I have a huge family. So that was the only other thing. I was always like, if I ever like had kids, like I couldn't be with somebody who's an only child because our kids would have no aunts, no uncles, no cousins. Like my dad's one of nine. Like I had a lot of aunts and uncles, a lot of cousins. My mom has one brother. I have a couple cousins on her side even. But it's just like, yeah, I have a lot of cousins I'm very close with. And so they've kind of filled some of that role for me. But yeah, no brothers or sisters for me.
Well, spoiled only child you are.
And I was spoiled. I guess I still am in some sense. I don't know. Next question we got. Steph, was there a stepson in your previous marriage? I thought so. Then I wasn't sure if I was thinking of someone else.
So yes, there was. I did have a stepson. I do miss him a lot. He's a teenager. And the relationship is just, with divorce, it's nowhere near the same. That was probably one of like the biggest reasons like that I didn't leave sooner, honestly, was my relationship with him. Like we were very, very close. And
he's what? He's like what? 17 now?
He's 17.
So he's like, oh, I'm fine. Like he's like, he's not out trying to like.
No. And you know, like leaving during COVID when both Joey, as far as I know, and my stepson's mom were like very careful with COVID everything. So even when I came home, it was like awkward seeing him. I have talked to him a couple times, only a couple times, which is so weird.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, anytime I do talk to Joey, it's usually, you know, how's he doing? Like I always ask those kind of questions. So I don't know, like whatever the future holds, hopefully that relationship will be like brought together in some form. You know, I'm still really close with Joey's sister, one of his sisters. And so I'm like hoping maybe someday through that, like we can reconnect or whatever. But I think between COVID and just divorce and him obviously taking his dad's side, his mom, I think she was thrilled I was gone. And there were always things that said to him from her on her side. So I think he has like a lot of like outside influence on how he feels. And when I did leave, it was like, yay, she's gone kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even though we got along, but there was always like this behind the scenes type thing. So I just think like it's been a weird year for me. It's been a weird year for Joey. It's had to have been a weird year for him, you know, being pulled out of school and home all the time and with your parents and can't see your friends and, you know, and then your stepmom leaves. So I think it was a lot for him too. And I'm just like holding on to hope that in someday that can be something again. But for now, I check in with Joey and see how he's doing when I can. And it's kind of all I can do. I don't really have much of a say in it other than that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of stepson, then next question, are y'all wanting children and how does that fit with dating?
Oh my gosh, I guess I'll go first, just spinning from that. So I feel like I did always want kids, and Joey and I, when we were first together, were like, yes, we want kids, but I never wanted kids young. Like I wanted like, well, first of all, we had my stepson. So we did for 50% of the time have a child we were raising, but like I didn't want like babies, young. Like, I wanted to, like, enjoy my youth. And then, so I had always told Joey, like, when I turned 30, because Joey was older than me.
Yeah.
And then I turned 30, and that was, you know, that was only 3 years before I left. And I was already kind of feeling like, just with where Joey and I were in our relationship, and then also watching things that had happened in the way that he co-parented with my stepson's mom. Mm-hmm. And I would say most of it was not on him. It was on her. But the way that they co-parented was just nasty.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't picture myself having kids with somebody that I'm not like 100% sure that this is a forever thing. And then thinking about having to co-parent after I've watched him co-parent.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, okay, well, if he's going to treat me that same way.
Like, exactly. And I was just like, I can't. Like, I couldn't do it. So I came to a point where I was, like, kind of turned off to the idea for a while. And I think, like, right now I'm not, like, it's not, like, 100% a yes thing or 100% a no thing. I'm just, like, it just depends on, like, who I end up with and if that's something they want, if that's something we see together. And I'm not, like, I'm not super set on it one way or another.
Okay. I mean, I think mine has definitely been a huge wave of change for me over the years. So, like, my whole life, like, all I wanted was to be a mom. Like, that was just, like, I wanted to have, like, 2-3 kids. Like, that was just, like, aww, all I ever wanted. Got married, like, couldn't wait to have kids. Like, and same thing, we, like, wanted to wait a few years. And then we kind of just kept, like, life just kind of starts flying by. And you're just, like, people ask you and stuff. And it was just, like, we were traveling and doing things. And it just wasn't, like, on the radar. And then probably around when I was like around 29 or so, we started like more actively talking about it. And then I found out he was cheating on me. So thank God every single day that I didn't get pregnant. So yeah, we obviously never had a kid. And then after that, I was the girl like on dating sites where it was like, not the first question I'd ask, but it was always like early on, I would be like, basically like, do you want kids? Cause if you don't, like, there's no point in us, like, wasting our time. Like, kids were all, like, a huge, very important thing to me for, like, a very long time. And I would say, okay, Jeff and I have been together 3 years. I would say only in the last 4, 4.5 years, I was just, like, I kind of, like, don't think I want kids anymore. Like, I just don't know. And I just, and it's one of those things where it's, like, it's kind of, like, anytime I've had, like, a puppy or anything like that, it's, like, I know I would be obsessed with it. So if I had a kid tomorrow, it would be my entire world. I would be obsessed with being a parent. I would love it. But I also know I'm a very selfish person.
Yep.
And like, I'm living my best life right now. Like,
you and Jeff have so much fun.
Tomorrow I wanted to go to Vegas, I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to call my boss first.
Hey, we're like, working remote.
I can work from Vegas. Whatever I want. And I, can you tell I'm craving Vegas? I've already brought it up twice this episode. I'm just like, well, somebody go to Vegas with me. But it's like, I just feel like I kind of love having the money, having the freedom, being able to go anywhere, do anything, and like not have that like other human to worry about. But at the same time, I do always have that feeling like, am I missing out by not having a family? Like, how could I go from wanting this so bad where now I'm like, well, I have zero, like when I see my friends with kids or I see people online, I'm like,
and I think that looks like it's hard. I think the age that we are both at too, being you're 36, right?
Yeah.
So 36 and 34, I think like we're at that age where like you kind of do have to like really figure out, and that's a lot of pressure and a lot of stress to like, oh my God, like, oh my God,
I just did the biggest side. It's just like stressed me out.
And that's like, oh my God, it's like the worst part of being a woman, I think, is just like, we have to figure it out so quickly in our lives when men can, they have their entire lives to figure out. They can be freaking 65 years old and have a kid. And we have to figure it out by the time we're, you know, 30. Before we're 40.
No.
I mean, even in your 30s, you could have.
Like, I'm already like, things are so questionable for me. Like, being 36. It's already like, I'm already, like, pushing that, like, and it's, can I even have kids? Like, I'm getting to this point where it's, like, I don't even know if I can have kids, what kind of troubles I would have, like, because
exactly.
I'm, like.
Because, like, if you've never tried, you don't know.
So, it's, yeah. So, I'm just very, and it's, like, Jeff and I have, like, a large-ish age difference. He just turned 44. He just turned 44. And so it's like, I'm like, and that's the thing. So I've always, like, Jeff always wanted kids. Like, that was always his thing. I definitely think he, like, if it was up to him today, he still would want kids. And he knows that, like, I'm not a huge fan of it. He's like, but if Jeff told me, like, no, I want to have a kid, I would 100% say, okay.
Right.
Like, I would be all in for that. But at the same time, you're 44 and I'm 36. Like,
exactly.
Are we doing this tomorrow? Because, yeah, and it's like, I don't even see us doing this, like, in the next year or two. And it's like, what? Like, I mean, that's just not, like, exactly. I just don't see that being, like, in our life right now.
It's hard.
And so I'm like, but it has to, if this is, like, something serious, like, sorry, but that's kind of something we need to, like,
like, unfortunately, do. There is a ticking time bomb for women. Like,
I mean, do you really want to be, like, in your 60s when your kid's graduating high school? No. Like, it's just, like, at what point, like, isn't, like, okay, well, our time is ticking and, like...
Well, and most people don't have the money and the access to doctors and procedures like Janet Jackson has, where you can have a child at 50.
I know.
Not that, like, I don't even think I would ever want to have a baby at 50, but no. I'm like, not everybody has access to those kind of, like... Like, most people are like, this is the age you can do it, if you're even... Like you said, like, if you've never tried to have a child, which it doesn't sound like you or I both have ever actively tried to do that, like... We don't know. Like, you know, you hear about women all the time that struggle with this, and you don't know until you try. And if you're going to try, you better be in a place where, like, you really want, you don't just try for fun.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Like, you better really, like, know that's what you want. So until you know that's what you really want and really try, it's, you know, anything can happen. And it's hard too.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, because that's the thing, too, is it's, like, it's definitely, like, not, so when I was younger, I always, like, my parents were the older parents of my friend. Like, my parents were, like, in no means, like, but my parents were, like, your age. My mom, I think, was 34 when she had me.
I'm pretty sure my mom was, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that wasn't common. Like, all my friends, I remember, all my friends' parents, like, had them in, like, their early or low 20s, as you like to say. In your early mid-20s and things like that. Exactly. But that's not, our generation now is having kids in their 30s. Like, it is way more common, like, these mid-30, late-30s, like,
so people are setting up their careers and living 100%. Life first and then doing kids.
So, for me to have a kid now, great. But I just don't see that. It's not like we're trying and it's not like we're going to have a kid right now. So, it's like, okay, but...
Jeff's going to come home tonight and you're going to be like, are we doing this or are we not?
I don't want to bring it up. I don't want to do it. So that's the thing. Is it's like I said, I go very up and down. I've been very much breaking my mom's heart for the last 4 or 5 years, telling her, because all my mom wants is like, grab a baby. And you can tell, like, she'll, like, every time she knows she's going to see, like, Charlotte and Harrison, she'll, like, bring them a little something. Charlotte and Harrison is my niece and nephew. Because it's just like, she's like, oh, this might be the closest thing to a grandkid I'm going to get if it's going to be Jeff's brother's kids. I'll be their second grandma or third grandma.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just like, I would do it. I'm open to it. But if it never happened for me, that's cool, too.
That's kind of where I am. Like, I'm just like, I don't even know what my future holds at this point. So I'm kind of like, I don't really have an opinion either way. And it'll depend heavily on, like, who I end up with in the future and what that, like, looks like. So.
All right. Next question was, all right, I'm losing my spot. what was the routine like when you lost all of your weight?
Well, first of all,
neither of us have lost all our weight.
I'm not sure if you.
Second of all, neither of us have lost all our weight.
But I'm like assuming similar to how it looks when you're losing it.
Yeah, as I said, like in one of the earlier questions, like weight, like having a normal, like body, like healthy body weight isn't something that's ever going to be an easy thing for me. I will have to work at keeping a healthy body weight my entire life. So my routine is pretty much going to look the same. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs. This is not going to be the last time I lose weight. I'm sure there's going to be those times. So I think
And I think the majority of us know that weight is a lot easier to put on than it is to take off.
Oh yeah, it is.
So for that exact fact, it is something that I think, you know, whether you do WW your whole life or you switch to calorie counting or you switch to any of the other things, like I think for someone that struggles with weight and knowing how easy it is to put it on, but how hard it is to take it off, like, yes, you mentally would have to do something to ensure that you're not like, woo, it's gone. Now it's a party the rest of my life, because it'll come back quicker than, you know, so.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. Will you have Mr. Boss Moves on an upcoming episode?
This would be a very awkward conversation to have right now. Like, hey, you want to come on my podcast?
Oh, my God.
I guess we can keep it in mind in the future.
I mean, it would be really fun surprise if one day he just...
Can you imagine? We're like, this week's guest, Mr. Boss Moves. I'm going to have to feel him out about this. Okay? He's going to be
We'll give him a few months. But that would be funny. People want to meet Mr. Boss Moves so bad. How do you stay on track with WW with all of these dates and outings? One outing for me and my points are gone.
So I haven't. Honestly, I haven't. Like,
but
I
it is a doable thing.
It's a doable thing, yes. And Laura has more experience in the doable part of datings than I do. Like, it's not even just dating right now. It's just where I am in life, like being single for the first time in so many years, and just all of my time is spent with my friends right now. And it's like this person wants to do something and then this person wants to stop by. And then it's just my life is kind of just like in the air. And like I mentioned, I think in the last episode, like some of that responsibility has to come back on me. And like, yeah. I can still do those things, but like the choices I make while doing those things, like for example, tonight, like normally on a Tuesday night, we would be at one of our favorite breweries at 1880. It's called 1886. And we had talked about like, where do we want to go for dinner before? And we're like, let's do sushi. So were we necessarily 100% on track at sushi? No, but it was also a lot better getting a diet coke and a water. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sushi, then going and getting beers and cocktails and all the
poutine. I mean, one time we went, yeah, we shared like a pastrami sandwich and a beef dip or something. And that's the thing too. I think honestly, one of the biggest, I know you're not wanting to do this, but I'm saying if there was somebody who wanted to do WW and was really like actively going out a lot, I think the green plan is definitely for you, because you have that flexibility with your points. I think when you know you're going out, plan. Like, if you, like, that's when you know, okay, I need to be heavy on the 0 point foods. What are, like, bulky meals I can have for breakfast and lunch that can be super low points, so I have all these points for dinner?
Exactly.
Because, yeah, I mean, I lost my 100 pounds dating nonstop. Like, I was going out with friends and I was dating all the time. I wasn't home on weekends. I was drinking wine on weekends. Like, I was working the program, but I was making it work for what I was doing. And so I lost 100 pounds doing that. So it is possible. You just have to plan.
Plan. And I think a lot of it comes down to what I haven't had lately, which is like self-control and being responsible for your own choices. Like not having just an ethic attitude about where you're at, unless that's really, sometimes you are just there. And yeah. Sometimes it's okay to be there for a little bit, to just be like, I don't really care right now. I'm just doing me and having fun. As long as that attitude of like, I'm not obsessed with weight loss right now, doesn't mean sabotage. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't have to be sabotage or obsessed with weight loss. You can have a more like happy in the middle point. But at some point you do get to a point where you're like, no, I really do have to try again. So I have, you know, coming back from DC, I have been trying a little bit harder, but I just know I'm never going to be like your poster child for tracking and doing everything perfect. And I'm not going to be a speed success weight loss story. Yeah. Like it's going to work into my life, and however long that takes and what that looks like is.
And you know what, based on tons of messages I get personally, I'm sure you get similar messages. And I know we've gotten it on our WOM page too, is like one of the things people love about us is we're like super real and transparent. We're not like sugarcoating. This shit's hard. We're not perfect at it.
Exactly.
We don't claim to be. We share our ups, we share our downs, and we share when we're not really doing that great. So,
exactly.
But yeah, that's what we do. Next question. I really should be better at keeping track. Okay, I thought this was an interesting question. When you swipe for online dating, do you only swipe who you're attracted to? Do you swipe people that you personally think are out of your league or that you wouldn't think you're their type?
So when I was swiping on the dating apps, I would say, I'm trying to like read this question. So attraction's a big thing. That's the first, even if you didn't read anything else, I don't see myself.
Did you ever just swipe looking at pictures or did you always read their profile?
I feel like most of the time I read their profile. Okay. Because as much as being physically attracted to somebody is important, like, I would never, like, read a profile and be like, I'm so into this person, and then be just not physically attracted at all. Yeah. That's really hard. There has to be some physical attraction. But I would say as long as there's some physical attraction, I get to, like, the questions that they answer or whatever, and that's more meaningful to me. It's like, what are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun? What do you do for work? When you look at, like, the things that are, like, do you have kids? Because I'm, like, I've been a stepmom. I don't want to be a stepmom again. I don't want to do the co-parenting thing with somebody else's kid. So that's, like, a no for me. That's a hard no. I'm not dating somebody with kids. I'm not dating somebody that smokes. I'm not dating somebody that's unemployed. Like, so there are, like, key things that I look for when I do go in. And I think that... I don't know about the out of my league. Like, I feel like that's
like when
weird.
You would look at, like, just by looking at somebody, like, picture, would you,
like, if they look like a model or something?
Yeah, because I know I definitely, like, when I would be swiping in the apps, like, I would totally, like, well, one, I'm just not attracted to that, like, over the top
LA guy.
Yeah, like, the model type or the, like, total, like, beefy, like, workout. Like, so that's not really, so I guess it didn't matter. I didn't think twice about it. But I definitely did see a guy that was, like, I found super attractive, super good looking. I read their bio. They, like, seem like a super good catch. And then I would be, like, do I even want to swipe? I was, like, are they totally, like, going to be, like, oh, this chick's not. But then I'm kind of, like, they don't know I swiped. If they swipe, too, then they know. And then, great, we both swiped. But I definitely would get in my head about, like, not thinking I was good enough for somebody or something like that. And I'm, like...
See, I feel like for me, the, like, out of your league or, like, I'm not their type or I'm not good enough is more of, like, lifestyle stuff almost than looks. Like you said, like, the typical, like, LA look of, like, you're a model, an actor, or whatever. Like, I'm, like, it's gross. Their pictures look like they were taken by a professional. It's like, no, I'm not into that anyways.
I wonder if a lot of places have that as much as you.
But it can be intimidating to come across. Let's just say I come across somebody that's a world traveler and they've traveled to 17 different countries and I'm like, I've been to 3. Like, that can be intimidating to be like, oh my God, they have so much more like worldly experience than I do. Like, that kind of intimidates me sometimes. And then like the work, I'm also not attracted to the beefy workout guys.
Yeah.
But if you did come across, like, some people's pages are like, I'm looking for a girl that loves to exercise and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, well, I like to exercise. I don't love it. I don't want our life to be us hanging out in the gym together. And I also don't... It's that, but I also don't want it to be like... To date somebody where... It's clearly what's important to me is like my life and having fun and being healthy is important. And I work hard usually at doing that. But I don't want to be with somebody that like their whole world is like... Meal prep and gym at night and da da da. It's like, those are two different lifestyles.
This could be just me getting in my head because, like, I was always, like, so concerned with, like, my weight and how I was perceived as being, like, a fat girl online dating. But it was always just, like, when I saw that, I thought that was their nice way of saying, like, you better be, like, fit.
Skinny.
Like, I'm not interested in you if you're not, like, fit and, like, work out. Not that that was their life and they want, like... Somebody that wants to do that too, but I just basically like if a guy was saying like I want someone who wants to work out, it's 100% like, and that's how I took it. And whether it was, I'm sure it said in both.
And there probably are guys like that. But for me, I almost take it as like a, I'm glad they put that. Like if exercise and being in the gym and fitness is that important to them, then our lifestyles aren't going to work in a relationship anyways.
Yeah.
I don't spend my life in a gym. I don't spend every weekend meal prepping and obsessing over what I eat and getting bulky and running marathons and doing all these CrossFit things. It's like, so right off the bat when they say something like that and they let you know that a part of their lifestyle that's super important to them is living in a gym, and fitness. Like, I already know our lifestyles aren't going to match up. So no matter how physically attracted you I am or how many other boxes you check, like, that alone, I'm never going to be a girl that wants to live in a gym. So that alone tells me, thank you for letting me know that is your lifestyle. We have different lifestyles. And I can just, like, move on right from there.
Yep. Any plans for future guests?
We do. We have a few guests. I would say three lined up in the next few months.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely been some people we've, like, talked to. I know, like, we've mentioned Taylor, Anthony from the WW Bro podcast. Yes. And on Instagram, he goes by Comic Anthony D. We definitely plan on having him on in the next, like, month or two. Yeah, there's been a few people we've talked to. I think our kind of our, I mean, obviously we don't have like a set schedule by any means, but I think we're kind of going for like a guest every 2 months or so.
Yeah, I would say not too heavy on the guests just because we have so much fun just bringing like our girl talk like to the podcast each week. Like that's where we really have the most fun. But there are so many people that we love that we know like other people love and we're like, we're really trying to find those people that we connect with already, where, like, bringing them on the podcast would just bring, like, a really natural, just, like, fun conversation.
Yeah.
So
we do have a few that we've been talking with that we have, like, kind of lined up, like, through basically the summer. And so, yeah, we'll hope we'll announce some more of those as I don't want to, because I feel like I don't want to say one and then it doesn't work out or something. So, yeah, there's a couple other ones we've kind of talked to, but... yeah, so we do have plans with guests, just probably won't be too often. I don't know how much people love guests or not, but we will be having more people on.
Yes.
And then the last question, when are you going to have merch? I want a WOM shirt.
I love it.
That was from Ashley.
We love Ashley.
I actually have a t-shirt connection. Shout out to Kyle if you're listening. I don't know if Kyle listens or not. I think he does. Maybe what I'll do, I'll talk to him and I'll see how we can make this work. But, like, obviously I don't want to open up, like, a merch store by any means. We're not in that stage yet. Maybe one day. But maybe I'll have him come up with some cute design. We'll take some orders and then order, like, one batch. So, like, anybody who orders one...
Put your order in. And, like, that's it.
And then
we'll do it again later.
When we get it, we'll ship them out and we'll do that.
Yes, that would be fun.
So if we do something like that, I'll post it on Instagram and Facebook and we'll mention it on the podcast. But no promises. But it'd be fun. I want a shirt or a hoodie or something.
Thanks, Ash.
I think that's all our questions we're going to do this week. That was fun, though.
That was so much fun.
Can you guys all think of more questions? Because yeah, I feel like we've been asking and everybody was quiet. We finally got some people to ask.
What should our topic be this week? And we're like, what do you want us to talk about? Like, yeah. Don't be shy. Let us know. So for sure, answer those little boxes when we ask and we will get any of the topics.
And if it's like a bigger topic that you want us to talk about, please send us a DM on Instagram. Post it in the Facebook group. Let us know. We want to talk about
and for what those you guys of you that already about. Have given us topics, we promise those are coming. We have a running list. I know a couple of you have mentioned like wanting a topic on, you know, friendships in your 30s and things like those are coming. We have not forgotten about you. Yes. So we do have a running list of things we want to talk about as well.
Yeah. Some weeks are just like you're in a mood to talk about like something more than others. So it's like we kind of have our list of ideas, but we always want to be talking about what you guys want to hear, and it just can't be Mr. Boss moves up today all the time. But yeah, we appreciate everybody who sent us messages on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, on me and Stephanie's Instagram, and then also on the WOM Insta. So, but with that being said, it is time for
Flavor of the Week.
I like how that's become like your little, like, you say it the same
way. We already time. Know how to say it exactly.
All right, Steph. What's your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week is my dry shampoo. So sometimes flavor of the week is like a struggle. You're like, oh, I love so many things. How do I pick one thing? But my dry shampoo is my obsession. It is the Not Your Mother's brand Clean Freak Tapioca dry shampoo. So the Not Your Mother's brand has two Clean Freak dry shampoos. Yes. They have the regular Clean Freak and then they have the tapioca one. The tapioca one
smells like
cupcakes. Like it smells so good. Like, so I'm like a smell person. Like the bronzer that I shared.
When I used to use the Not Your Mother's Dry Shampoo, mine smelled like coconut.
Oh, my God. So even, like, the bronzer that I had shared a few weeks ago, like, I'm, like, a smell person. Like, and it smells, like, delicious. I love it. So I love this dry shampoo. It works wonders for me. Before I bought it, I did read through reviews, and it sounded like maybe it's not the top choice for people with darker hair.
Okay.
It sounded like, you know, like with dry shampoo, you just like see it. So it sounded like that. So I don't know. It's around $5, I think, less at Target. It's worth a try for that price. I love it. I don't have dark hair, so I can't verify whether or not it's good or not good for dark hair. But I've used so many dry shampoos before, and even on my light hair, sometimes it makes my hair look white or like gray at the roots. And this does not do it. It smells amazing. It works great. The bottle, like, lasts forever. Like, I spray it in my hair. Even when my hair is clean, I, like, spray it in my hair.
Yeah, I do. So, I've learned, like, I put dry shampoo straight off the bat when my hair is, like, fresh, blow-dried. I put dry shampoo in it because it already starts, like, helping. And, yeah, because I have dark, oily hair. I only wash my hair every, like, five-ish days. So, dry shampoo. When I discovered dry shampoo, I feel like it became popular probably 10 years ago or something. I was like, I don't know what dry shampoo is, but this is, like, the best. And it's been a lot of trial and error.
Yep.
My two favorites are Batiste and Drybar.
Okay.
Depending on how much I want to spend, because Batiste is around $6 to $7. Drybar is like $22, but it works so good. And same thing, it smells freaking amazing. And but yeah, it does the whole white thing, but you just have to know how to like work it into your hair and stuff. But it like it gives your hair good texture, gives it like, I don't know. I feel like dry shampoo is like kind of a hit or miss for everybody's hair types different.
Exactly. And it's honestly helped me. So during quarantine and COVID this last year, like I've wanted to train my hair so that I don't have to wash it every day. Because the longest I could go was every other day. And the second day was like, it's going in a bun.
Uh-huh.
Like I couldn't really like style it for more than a day at a time. So I kind of took some time this last year since I was home to like start training my hair. Uh-huh. It's hard to do because your hair does not look great for a while.
No.
You know? But
it's totally possible. Like training your hair is totally a thing.
It's been possible. Like yeah. I go minimum every other day now. I do not wash my hair 2 days in a row, but usually I'll go 3 days. Like I'll usually do like straight the first day, straight the second day, and then curled the third day, or I'll do like straight the first day, curled, and then either it'll look cute curled the next day, or I'll like put it in some kind of cute like ponytail curled or whatever. But it is possible to train your hair. It takes work. For the first, I don't know, couple weeks or whatever, like your hair's not gonna look great every day. Just dry shampoo the hell out of it. Your hair like hair is like, it feels weird. Is that normal to say that hair is smart?
Yeah.
Hair is trainable. Hair will adjust to what you do. So like Laura said, she only washes her hair once or twice a week. Like your hair adjusts. Laura's hair never looks bad ever. So
by day five, it's usually up and looking pretty greasy. But
so mine used to look greasy and gross all the time because I would wash it every day. So yeah, if I didn't wash it every day, it was like, ew, it's gross. And now it's so much, now that I've like trained it to go, you know, 2 to 3 days in between washes, like it's trained. It's used to used to how often I wash my hair.
I wash Saturday night, so I'm on like day three right now.
And your hair looks so good.
But tomorrow it'll probably go either half up or it'll be my first day. I don't have anything going on, so I'll usually like, by day like 4 or 5, like it's going
just
up.
Just depends on your schedule.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, my flavor of the week. I was like, are we done? Nope.
You have to say the whole thing.
I wrote it down so I knew the name. I actually didn't write down the whole thing. I cut part of it out. But it is the GE Profile Opal 2.0 Nugget Ice Maker with Wi-Fi. Okay, you guys. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll be like, why are you mentioning this as your flavor of the week,
ice
Laura?
Ice Maker Saga.
I have been posting in my stories nonstop for the past 72 hours over this stupid ice maker. If you follow influencers, like I do, I have like a bunch of influencers I follow. I feel like there's been tons of them that have been giving these away as giveaway items. And I saw them, I was like, oh my God, I want this. And I like, cause it makes the nugget ice that you get from like Chick-fil-A, yes, Sonic, like the crunchy ice that everybody loves. And I was like, I need this like in my life. Like I love that ice. And then I went and I was like, oh, that thing's expensive. Never mind. This weekend, Jeff surprised me. He ordered one. It was like the best surprise.
Aww.
And immediately we're like, we're probably going to send this back. But now I've had crunchy ice for 3 days.
It's going to be hard to send back.
And it's the best. And I've, so the issues have been, it's loud when it's making ice. However, it makes ice freaking fast. Like, that whole tub is, like, filled up
in an
hour.
So you can easily make ice and shut it off.
Correct. Well, that's what I think I'm learning now. I think when I went to look up the name so I could give the exact name, I was like, wait, this has Wi-Fi? Why does it have Wi-Fi? And then I'm seeing that you can control, like, when it makes ice on your phone and stuff.
So
I'm like,
smart.
Oh, well, that's better. It's not going to be making ice while I'm trying to watch Kardashians.
We're keeping it.
So I'm learning. Maybe we just don't know enough about this yet.
Yes.
And I've been obsessed with the ice that I have been drinking. I've been drinking so much more water the last couple days.
That's a plus.
Just because I've had my crunchy ice. It's amazing. I don't know. We said we were going to give it like a couple weeks. Like, let's make sure we use it a lot.
And use all the features to like really make sure you're using
it. And that's the thing. Now I'm like, okay, we really need to watch some YouTube videos. I need to really go and research it better because we just basically set it up and started like being annoyed with it.
Yes.
And now I'm learning a little bit more. So, and I haven't even posted any updates on Instagram. So if anybody's like listening to this right now, they're like, dear God, she was saying how much she hated it like yesterday. Well, actually probably by the time this airs next
you
week,
probably
I'll have already
a
made a decision. Yeah. We said we're going to give it 1 to 2 weeks. So, but honestly,
I feel like you should make a story highlight on your page for this so that if anybody missed your stories or starts following you after this episode and they're like, what do you mean your ice saga? What were you talking about? That they can go watch that highlight and see like all your thoughts throughout the whole process with the ice saga.
Yeah, because it was like definitely a roller coaster. Like it was like, oh my God, I got the nugget ice maker. And then we set it up and then I was like, oh, I don't like that it does this. I don't like that it does this. Ooh, but I love this ice. Ooh, but I love this. Like, and so it's definitely been lots of ups and downs. I've felt very bipolar about like my feelings on it. But if you ask me today, I'm like, no, I want to keep it. So that's why it's my favorite thing.
Love it.
I understand it's like a ridiculous, like expensive luxury item. It's not, but that's why I really want to like test it out and why I'm sharing. Cause so many people were messaging me and were like, I need to know if it's worth the money. I need to know if it's worth the money. And so that's why I'm like sharing the things I like and don't like about it. So I feel like I want to give a very good, so it's my favorite flavor of the week this week. Might not be in 2 weeks. I don't know. But follow me on Instagram.
Make that story highlight so we can keep up to date on all your updates with this machine. So, with the GE ProBio Opal 2.0 Nugget Ice Maker.
So maybe by the time this airs, if it's not my favorite thing anymore, my flavor of the week will just be Nugget Ice.
Yeah, you're like Chick-fil-A ice. That's my flavor of the week.
Just crunchy Nugget Ice is the best.
It is so good.
But yeah, so that's my flavor of the week.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining us for this kind of long episode today. Just a reminder, come join in on the fun in our private Facebook group. Just search Club Wine Over Matter and request to join. There's a few hundred of us in there and we talk a lot of stupid stuff and it's fun. So links to all of our social media, you can find it in our details. As well as the flavor of the week. You can find all of the links. For those of you who listen on Apple or iTunes, thank you for your patience with all of the Apple drama.
Oh my gosh.
This last couple weeks. I know a lot of you weren't getting our episodes, but I think according to Apple, the issue has been fixed.
So you can catch up.
I have the episodes back, so hopefully everybody's good to go now. But yeah, if you do listen on Apple and you haven't reviewed us yet, why not? If you love us. Help us out.
We love you. Give us a review. 5-star ratings we love. We love reviews even more.
Yes. The 5 stars are great, but like if you actually write a review, it's great and we'll probably share it on our social media.
We love it.
But yeah, the more you review, the more it helps us spread the great word of Wine Over Matter podcast. So help us out.
Thank you.
But yeah, give us a follow on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. You can follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again. And we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers.
Cheers.